today's shiur is Kosper Fuhrschleimer for Yakira Emuna Basdina Bracha. She should have a Fuhrschleimer Besal Shah Holy Yisrael. I'd also like to dedicate the shiur. I met a boy from the Makor program in the hall, and he asked me if I could have in mind his grandmother. His grandmother's name is Tavas Tova Bas Guhar. She's a Sfardi woman. And he said she needs chizuk, she needs help. So it's our bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give her the chizuk she needs. She should have strength, he should give her strength, and he should give her full health. The Gemara in Daf Gimel Amud Bei is going on to Daf Dalet Amud Aleph, it's a kasha that we know that the shliach who brings a get from Medina Sion has to say b'fanayitah b'fanayachman. According to Rabba, it's l'fishayin b'kiyim l'shma. So the question is, who's the Tana of the Mishnah? Who's the Tana of the Mishnah who holds that both Ksiva and Chasim have to be Lishma? He's saying Bafanei Nichta and Bafanei Nechtam. So clearly both the Ksiva and Chasim have to be Lishma. So who's the Tana of the Mishnah? So the Gemara in the end comes around to say maybe Rabbi Yehuda is the Tana of the Mishnah. He's the one who holds that Achtei Ksivas v'Chasimasu b'Tolosh, that both the Ksiva and Chasim have to be written when the get is Tolosh, it's not B'chub l'karka. So he seems to be the one who holds that the Kosev is going both on the Ksiv and the Chasima. So maybe he also is the one who says that both the Ksiv and the Chasima have to be Lishma. The Kosev law, if it's going on the Ksiv and the Chasima, Mitzad Mechuber, so who are the Nami, it would have to be Lishma. That's the second answer of the Gemara. But before the Gemara gets there, comes to a first answer. It says, who's the Tana, the Mishnah? Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar, who holds Eidim Asir Kanasi. He spent a lot of time on his sheet to understand what that means, Eidim Asir Kanasi. Does it mean Daf Eidim Asir Kanasi? Does it mean Af Eidim Asir Kanasi? Does even Eidim Chasima also work? And what does all that mean? So now on the backdrop of last week's worth of Shiur and to understand Rabbi Elazar Shita, so now we can actually get to this parrot of the Gemara. What does the Gemara say? The Mishnah is like Rabbi Elazar. Ela la'olam Rabbi Elazar. V'chiloboy Rabbi Elazar Chasima hechad leka Eidim klal hechad ika Eidim boy, the Amar Reb Abba, Moda Reb Elazar, and Mizuf Mitocha Shu Pasol. Says the Gemara, you think Reb Elazar only requires Ksiva Lishma, he doesn't require Chasima Lishma. It's true he holds that Eidim Asira Karsim, that Eidim Asira are enough, that you don't need Eidim Chasima, you don't need Eidim Chasima for the get to be good. But he admits that if it's Mizuf Mitocha, if the Eidim Chasima somehow assigned improperly. Mezuyev mitocha is a funny phrase. What does that mean? It's forged? It's not forged. The Eidim are signing. The real Eidim are signing. No one else is signing their names. It just means that it's pogum mitocha. It's chosem mitocha. There's something missing from the get. So he holds that even if Eidim Asira karsi, Eidim Asira are enough to be koreis to shaf the shtar, lashvi yeshtara. But he admits that if the Eidim chasima are pogum, if the Eidim chasima are missing something, so then the get is possible. Get is possible. So who adinami, Rabbi Elazar will say that if the get is chosam shalol lishma, that's not the ikka case Mizuyev Mitocha was going on. The ikka case is karav apostle. Right? You have a karav apostle signed onto the shtar. But just like Rabbi Elazar will admit that if a karav apostle is signed onto the shtar is possible because it's Mizuyev Mitocha. Who adinami will say the same thing by an eid that's chosam shalol lishma. That's what Rashi says. B'mzuyif mitocho, shechosam olav karav apostle, o shalol lishma. Here we're not talking about a karav apostle. We're talking about shalol lishma. It's much less. Shalol lishma. An eid kosher. Eid kosher, but he's just signing improperly. For the get, it's possible, but he's an eid kosher. He's not a karav. He's not an apostle. But maybe b'mzuyif mitocho applies to that as well. So that's why Rabbi Elazar holds that you need chasim lishma. It's not that he holds that the kosher is going on chasimah. Right? It's not that the Kosev is going on Chasima. It's going on the Ksiva. But you need the Chasima Lishma, because if the Chasima is going to be Shalom Lishma, so then the get will be possible. Midin Mizuyef Mitocho. So that's why, if Hashem became Lishma, that's going Aliba de Rabbi Elazar. Because even though he says only the Ksiva has to be Lishma, that's because you don't really need the Chasima at all. But if you have the Chasima, and it's Shalol Lishma, then that's going to be a problem, just like if the Chasima is a karav or a pasul. That's going to be Mizuyev Mitocho. This is what the Gemara wanted to answer. So we have to understand, what does this mean? What's the psul of Mizuyev Mitocho all about? And why should it apply to Shelo Lishma? Right? It's a jump. It's a jump. The Gemara applies Mezuzah Mitocha Dekar V'Pasul. Here it's applying it to Shelo Lishma. So why does it apply to the Shelo Lishma? Is there any reason to distinguish between the two? And if there isn't, the Gemara seems to say there isn't, so what does that tell you about the Psul of Mezuzah Mitocha in general? Right? If we understand the Psul of Mezuzah Mitocha, so then we have to examine, does it apply to the Shelo Lishma? Does it not apply to the Shelo Lishma? So why is Mezuzah Mitocha Pasul in general? Why is it Pasul in general? So Rashi and Avira Mebeis. Rashi there is talking about Kasimos of Goyim, Shtoros, Olim Barakor, Shalom Lekachavim. Have a Shtar, Bezdin Shal Goyim, but a good Bezdin, not a Jewish Bezdin. So you have the Kasimos of Goyim. What's the din? So the Mishnah quotes Rav Shimon, who says that it's kosher. It's kosher even if the Goyim are signed on it. Kosher even if the Goyim are signed on it. So how could that be? So the Gemara says, Rav Shimon goes, I'll leave it to Rabbi Loza, who holds Edom Asira Karsim. So Edom Asira Karsim, so you don't need the Chasima. That's why even if the Goyim are signed, it doesn't matter. They're a Jewish Edom Asira, so everything is fine. I fact, the Gemara, no, Rabbi Loza admits that Mezuzah Mitocha is possible. The Gemara answers, we're talking about Shemos Mufakim, where we know that the Edom are Goyim. We know the Edom are Goyim. The Shemos Mufakim, names that only the Goyim get, Christopher, whatever, right? Names that only the Goyim are going to get, so there's no problem. What problem? Who problem? How does Shemos Mufakim solve the problem? So what's the Psul of Mezuzah Mitocha? So it says Rashi, the Afagav the Amar Rebbe Loza, get She'en Alav Edom Kosher, Dafka Ein Alav Edom. Avu yesh bo edem sulim posul midrabana. Dilma ka'asi lemimsere ba'payu mismachalayu. Says Rashi, what's the problem of Mezuzah Mitocha? It's a psul derabanan that we're afraid that we'll rely on them. For what? Rely on them to be edem mesira lemimsere ba'payu mismachalayu. We'll rely on these edem chasima. They signed already. So you'll think, conservation of people. What do we have to involve another group of people? Let's just use the Eidei Chasim as Eidei Masir. In most cases, that's what we do. You know, when a get is written in Bezdin, so they're going to have Eidim, we don't have four people. We have two people. They serve as Eidei Chasim, they serve as Eidei Masir. Why do you need to run around to get more people? Well, so that's the problem, that we're afraid that if we use Psulim, if we use Goyim, as Eidei Chasima, then you might come to use them as Eidei Mesira. Rebbe Loza holds Eidei Mesira. Kais, you have Jewish Eidei Mesira, there's no problem. But the problem is, we're afraid that if you use the Goyim as Eidei Chasima, then you'll use them for Eidei Mesira as well. Gevalt, and the guy will be possible. So what does the Gemara answer? Shemus Vavakim. If the Goyim is Shemus, that you know that they're non-Jews, so then you'll never in a million years want to use them as Eidei Mesira. You know that you need Jewish Eidei Mesira. So then the Psul Drabana doesn't apply, because the Ochashash doesn't apply. What emerges from Rashi? That the psul of Mezuzah Mitocha, first of all, he says it's a psul de rabban. Clear from Rashi and Daf Yomi Beis. Psul de rabban. And what is the psul all about? That we're afraid that maybe he'll come to use the Eidei Chasima as Eidei Mesira. Maybe he'll come to use Eidei Chasima as Eidei Mesira. Rabbi Elazar says you don't need Eidei Chasima. You don't need Eidei Chasima. But if you have Eidei Chasima that are krovim psulim, then we're afraid that you'll use them as Eidei Mesira, and that will be a psul de raisa. So that's why Chazal said that you can't, that even though you don't need the Eidei Chasima, it would be better if you don't have Eidei Chasima than if you have Eidei Chasima Psulim. Because if you don't have Eidei Chasima, then you know you have to fish around for Eidei Mesira, and you'll get Eidei Mesira Ksheirim, that are Yisraelim. But if you get Eidei Chasima Psulim, then you'll just assume that Eidei Chasima can be Eidei Mesira, and then you'll have Eidei Mesira that Psulim as well. Mechil.
Are we saying that Eidei Chasima in this exact case will end up relying on them, like what we said before, instead of, Eidei Mesira might not be there, so in this case we'll use the Eidei Mesira as Eidei Mesira, or in the future we'll use those Eidim in a future situation as Eidei Mesira?
Not that the Eidei Mesira won't be here. That's that we signed the get, right? There's a Tikkun HaOlam to use Eidei Chasima, because we're afraid if you want to prove it in the end, you want to have a Raya, the Eidei Mesira might not be here. That's not what we're talking about here. It said you might come to use them, I think, for this get itself, right? To give the get in front of these Eidim as Eidei Mesira.
Not saying that
you might use them in the future case, but why do I have to go to future cases? It's a problem right here. I think it's a problem right here. Is this something that's motivating you to ask this kasha? Something follow up? You, Chavrus was hacking you. Okay, no, that, we, no, okay. We don't have to air the personal gripes that you have. Okay, I hear. I'm not sure. Chavrusa? No, it's there. Okay. Yes, Aryeh.
Isn't Sol Eidos Dindoraisa?
Of course.
So then, why are we? So if you're worried about, I mean, if we have Sol Doraisa here, so then why are we not seeing it?
Well, what's the psul daraisa? If I have Eidim Misir Yisro, what's the psul daraisa? I don't need Eidim Chasim. I don't need Eidim Chasim. What?
The shard's not going to work.
If they use the Eidim Chasim psulim for Eidim Misir. Right, so we call that a gzeira. Gzeira is a psul darabam.
Yeah, but I'm saying it shouldn't work because the shard should not work from the outcome because you have Eidim psulim.
No, but we're assuming that you're going to have Eidim Misir. So if you have Eidim Mesirik Sherim, why can't the Shtar work? If you hold Eidim Mesirik Karsim, you don't need Eidim Chasim. Even if you hold Af Eidim Mesirik Karsim, that means that either or can work. But Eidim Mesirik certainly works. So who cares? Right? Why does it matter that Eidim Apsulim are there? Let's say you have no Eidim there. It's also a caution. I have Eidim Mesirik Sherim, so what's the problem? Oh, the problem is that you'll rely on the Eidim Chasim Apsulim to be Eidim Mesirik. And that's Apsul Daraisa. Oh, that's Gzeira Drabona, not to use the Eidim Psulim for Eidim Chasima, even though we don't really need them, because you might come to rely on them for Eidim Mesira, and then the Shtar would be Batal Menatar. Right? Sometimes doing more than you need is a problem. We think, being Machmer is always a good thing. It's not always a good thing. Sometimes it can get you into trouble. Over here, it can get you into trouble. That's the Psul Drabona. Sometimes Chumer is very important, but not here. Here it could get you into trouble. Sometimes Chumer, even by Eidim Chasima, is important and it's good, right? That's the Tikkun HaOlam. If you host them with Eidim Ksherim, that's great. That's great. But we're afraid that you might come to use them as Eidim Ksherim. Great, use them as Eidim Ksherim, the Kasha. There, it's good to be Machmer. Why? Because maybe the Eidim Ksherim will die or they won't be around. So we need the Eidim Chasima, the Raya. It's good. But if you have Eidim Chasima, that apostle, that's bad. Right? So you got to be careful with your Chumers. If you're Machmer in a good way, that could be very good. But if you're Machmer in a bad way, then that can get you into trouble. This is Rashi. Tosus on Avdalet Amud Aleph. Tosus al Asar, right here in the Sugya. So he offers a little bit of a different interpretation. In the middle of the Ramaschal Moda, what is he saying? He says, when you have Eidich Hasim Akrov Mapsulim, Hasam Bedin Mifsal, Mishum Dilma Osi Lemismach Ilavayu Laasiyah Lahotzi Maman Alpiyah. What are we afraid of? If you have Eide Chasim Apsulim, or Krovim, so you'll rely on them. Sounds very similar to Rashi. But then he veers off a little bit. That you'll rely on them, Dilma Asi L'mismach Ilavayu, L'hasiya O L'hotzi Maman Alpiyah. What does that mean? Is he saying that you'll rely on them to be Eide Mesira? No. He says you'll rely on them L'raya. You'll rely on them L'raya, in the form that they're in. Right. You need the Eidei Chasima as a Raya. Not that you'll rely on them for Eidei Mesira, but you'll rely on them, the Raya, to allow her to remarry, or to be Motzi Mamon Alpia. Either to be Motzi Aksuba, or in the case of Shtaris, right? Shtaris, we're afraid that you'll be Motzi Mamon and Shtari Mamon. That's the Chashash. Also a Chashash Midrabanan, according to Tosis, that you'll rely on them. But not rely on them to be Eidei Mesira, rely on them for Rai. Rely on them for Rai. And Tosu just points out, Avopi Shahadover Emes, even though it's true, right? It's true. I mean, really, it's Emes. Right? It's Emes. Even if you have Krovim or Psulim signed, it's really Emes. It's just they have to be Krov Apostle. They're not lying. We have no reason to believe they're lying. So he says it doesn't matter. Even if it's Emes, Ein Lasos Ela Be'edus Kasha. You're not supposed to use as a raya Eidim Psulim. Even if it's Emes. What you're proving is Emes, it doesn't matter. If they're possible, you're not allowed to do that. It sounds from Tosis that that's a din daraisa. Right? It sounds like it's a din daraisa, and that's the whole chashash, Mizuya Vidova, that we're afraid that you'll rely on them l'raya, which would be a psul daraisa. That's a real problem. And even though it's Emes, he says, what's the problem? For raya, it should be good enough. It's Emes. Tosis somehow assumes that that's a psul daraisa, that you're not allowed to rely on Eidim psulim l'raya, even though it's emes. What's that based on? for someone to say, that's the Gzeres HaKasuv. B'shnei Adim Yakum Dava, that means that Bezdin has to rely on Edom Ksher. Yakum Dava means that Lebir HaDava, for Raya, you need to use Edom Ksher. Even if you know that it's the truth, it doesn't matter. Rabbi Chanan suggests in one of his svarim, he suggests maybe the mocha for this is the pasuk that says that you can't rely on krovim apsulim. The Gemara in Bava Basra and Avkuf Nuntes says afilu Moshe va'Aaron, even people that you know are never going to lie. Doesn't matter. People who are krovim are pasul eidus. You can't rely on apsulei eidus. So even if it's emes, it doesn't matter. It's exeris akosiv. You can't rely on krovim for eidus. Even though there's no chashash meshaker, you're supposed to do it with Edom Ksher. You're supposed to show a raya with Edom Ksher. It's not enough that you know it's emes. No, it has to be done by Edom Ksher. So this is Tosfos. Tosfos and Rashi are very similar. They're saying the psul mezuyev mitoch is a psul derabanan. What's the problem that you might come to rely on the Edom Chasima? They just have two different approaches of explaining the same thing. Rashi says that you might come to rely on the Edom Chasima. They say Edom Chasima, Edom Chasima. They both say that you might come to rely on the Edom Chasima. The question is, what are you relying on them for? Rashi says you might rely on the Edom Chasima to be Edom Mesira. And Tosfos says, no, you might rely on the Edom Chasima l'raya. And even though it's emes, it doesn't matter. Ein laso celebe Edom Ksher. What's the problem with Rashi and Tosfos? What's the problem with Rashi and Tosfos? Yeah.
You don't need Mishra, at least for Rashi, you don't need Mishra by Mesira.
You don't need Lishma by Mesira. You could ask that kasha from Tosis too. Okay, just to generalize your kasha. Agamar assumes that Mezuyev Mitocho applies not only to Karva Pasol, that a Chasim Nishtar, but even Edom Ksherim, that a sign Shalom Lishma. That's also Mezuyev Mitocho. Does that work according to Rashi and Tosis? If the problem is that we're afraid that we'll rely on them either to be Edom Mesira or Laraya, so what's the problem if they sign Shalom Lishma? So they sign Shalom Lishma. Even if they sign Shalom Lishma, they could be Edom Mesira anyway. Right? You're afraid of Nesina Lishma Natanel? No, but Nesina Lishma, again, we described yesterday, Nesina Lishma means that the Shliach, or the Baal, who gives the get, has to know whom he's giving the get for. He has to have in mind L'shem Gerishim. The Edom will see that. Right? Chasima Shalom Lishma means they themselves are signing Shalom Lishma. But even if they sign Shalom Lishma, that doesn't mean that they won't see a Maisa Gerishim that's Lishma. The Shliach or the Baal will give the get Lishma. What's the problem? And Tosis also. Tosis says that if we sign Krov Mopsulim, then we're afraid that we'll rely on them L'raya. Okay, that's true about Krov Mopsulim. You can't rely on Krov Mopsulim L'raya because Afilu Hu Emes Ein Lasos Elevatus Kosher. But if the problem is Shalom Lishma, what's the issue L'raya? Okay, they signed the get Shalom Lishma, but now we'll rely on them L'raya. So what did it Shalom Lishma? If they're Edom Ksherim, so what's the issue? You could rely on them L'raya. So Rashi and Tosfos about the Pella. Rashi and Tosfos about the Pella. If you assume the Psul of Yudov was a Psul Rabbanan, and the nature of the Psul is that we're afraid that we'll rely on the Edom Chasima for something else, so how does that relate to Shalom Lishma? Even if they sign Shalom Lishma, you still could rely on them for other things. So what could be the problem? So that's exactly what Tosfos says. Right? It's on the backdrop of Rashi and Tosfos. Then we understand the Kasha. What does he say? Tamilari. Ma inyan Shalom Lishma lemezuyev mitocho. Shechasun v'krov mopsulim. The awesome b'din mipsel mishum demasil mismachil avayol lasiol lahotzi mamon al piem. Avo bishad over emes in lasos elevedus kosher k'de amav b'perka ba'achin. Gemara in Yevamos says ninche gabei edim. Let's leave the star by edim. Zimnin b'chozu b'ksava misadiv rachmana amar mipiem v'lo mipiksava. Maybe they won't remember the edus. They'll look into the star. And from the shtar, they'll say, look, I don't remember anything, but the shtar says that this maisa took place, and they'll testify based on the shtar. That's a problem. If the shtar reminds them of the maisa, so that might work. We had a gemara in Ksubas and a chav like that. But if they don't remember anything, they're just going to look in the shtar. So that's mipiksava, mipiam lo mipiksava. That's a psul. That's pasul. We're talking over here l'raya. But if it's written in the shtar, they know it's true. It's emes. So what could be the problem? What could be the problem? So you see from here, says Tosfos, Arai, from the Gemara in Yevamos, that even if it's MS, how would be Shadav or MS in Lasos, Elabedus Kosher? You pick Savim is an Edus Possum. the Edom are Ksherim, but the Tzura of the Edus is an Edus Psula. So you're not supposed to do that, even L'Rayim. So I understand, Mizuif Mitochu Midrabbana by Krov Mepsulim, I understand, you're not supposed to rely on them, even if you know it's Emes. Aval Hocha Sheo Edom Ksherim El Shechaz Mishol L'Shma. What's the takola? Who cares? Who cares? So we'll be samech on them. That's great. They're eidim ksheirim. What could be the problem? We'll be samech on them, l'raya. We'll be samech on them for Rashi, like Rashi, to be eidim asira. What could be the issue? That's Tosis kash. V'leka l'memedi sharinan b'chos m'shalo l'shma yov l'hachshir zimna d'yachtemu t'chila v'yichtavu get al gabi chasim osam. Tosis says, maybe it's a new gzeirah. That by chasima shelo lishma, if we allow them to be chosim shelo lishma, then what might happen? They might have a different surah of chasima shelo lishma, a real shelo lishma. Then maybe the Edom will sign on a blank piece of paper, a blank check. The Edom sign a blank check. A blank check that's not going to affect them, it'll affect the other guy. Right? They'll sign a piece of paper, and then someone's going to write a shtar on top of that. And Tosis is assuming that's not a shtar. You can't do that. Edom have to sign on to something. They can't sign a blank piece of paper. They know nothing. There's no das hamischayev that's inherent in the piece of paper. If there's no sipra ma'isa there, so they can only sign on to something. They can't just put their names down on an empty piece of paper and then someone's going to write a shtar afterwards. That's ridiculous. Tosis claims. We'll see. Not everyone agrees with this. We'll see. Mitzvah Shem. Not today. But that's what Tosis is assuming. Every line of this Tosis is like gold. You got to stop on every line and see. Exactly, what's the basis of the line? Does everyone agree? Maybe you can disagree. What's the birad of it? We'll see. But Tosfos assumes avada that should be possible. So maybe that's the gzeira. The gzeira is that if we allow the edim sherim to sign shelo lishma, if a mach should get when edim sherim are signed shelo lishma, then they might sign super shelo lishma. They'll sign even before the get is written, which is mamish shelo lishma. I mean, how could it be lishma if nothing is there? Right? They say, I'm signing L'shem, Ha'ish L'shem, Ha'isha L'shem, Gershon. L'shem what? There's no man. There's no man written on the piece of paper that you're signing for. So why? It's mamash chosel l'gamri. Everything is chosel. So he says like this. Leka l'meir medi sharinan b'chos m'shalol l'shma yov l'hashir d'zim n'diach n'mut chila v'yichtavu ger al gabi chasim osan v'hosam leka idus klal. If that's your gzeira, so that kind of edus, that kind of lack of edus, is possible even in Shar Shtaris. You can't just sign a piece of paper and let someone write a shtar on top of that for whatever they want. It's not an edus. An edus means that you're testifying about some kind of a maisa that took place, or that's going to take place, or that there's a mischayev that's mitzavayu to write the shtar. This doesn't work bichlal, not in Gittin, not in Shar Shtar. It doesn't work anywhere. So if the gzeira of chasima shelo lishma, the fact that you need chasima shelo lishma is to prevent this case where you're going to be missing the ikar of the edus, so then you should need chasima shelo lishma by Shar Shtar too. Because this kind of chasima is not going to work even by Shar Shtar. If you have edim signing on a blank piece of paper, it's not going to work by Shar Shtar either. So you've explained the Gemara here in Gittin, but you've jumped from the frying pan into the fire. Right, you're now going to say that you need chasima l'shma by Shar Shtaris. It says a cost of lo l'shma by a get, but not by Shar Shtaris. So that couldn't be the gzeira. Because if that's the gzeira, you should need it by Shar Shtaris too. Sistach HaPela, Tosis is backed off against the wall. He doesn't know what to say. Doesn't know what to say, because he understands the psul of Mizuy Pitoch is a psul d'rabbanan, dilmasi l'mismach halayim. Says, what's the psul? What's the chashash by shalom l'shma? So you'll be mismach halayim. Gebaldik, it's good. This is good, so it's no problem. So comes Tosis and he says, "V'yeh Shlomar, demikol makom ikol amigzah chasima tuksiva, demeinos nechasim l'shma gazrinan kein, gazrinan pen lo yichtavu gam aksiva l'shma." Rabbi Loza's mezuyif mitochom is dafka by get, right? Why is he afraid of mezuyif mitochom over here by get? That if you allow them to be chosim shelo lishma, then they might write shelo lishma. Rabbi Loza holds v'kasav la at least requires ksiva lishma. Rabbi Loza will say mezuyif mitoch applies to shar shtaris, but not chasima shelo lishma. There mezuyif mitoch applies to karva pasul because that would pasul by shar shtaris. But chasima shelo lishma, that's only a psul in gad. What is the psul? What is this psul that will rely on them? No, that can't be the psul. Says Tosfos, that can't be the psul over here. That's a psul of mezuyif mitochu in general, but not over here. The psul of shalol lishma, mezuyif mitochu shalol lishma, is that maybe if we allow the chasima to be shalol lishma, then you'll confuse chasima ksiva. You'll think if the chasima can be shalol lishma, then the ksiva can be shalol lishma too, and that will be a psul d'arais. Okay, so Tosfos is troubled since he defined mezuyif mitochu as a psul d'rabbanan in kol ha'Torah kula as dilmas el mismach alayu. So he had to reinterpret the psul of Mezuyif Mitochu by Shalol Lishma. It has to be different. They're not going together. All the different types of psulim of Mezuyif Mitochu are not going together. Because Shalol Lishma would not work with the regular gzeir of Mezuyif Mitochu. And the same would be true for Rashi. So that's why Tosfos has to reinterpret that the psul of Mezuyif Mitochu by Shalol Lishma is with those that chasima atu ksiva. Chasima atu ksiva. Questions? But this is a chiddush, Shmuel.
How does this answer the question that we're not considering they could do mesirah?
Because if the Eidei Chasim are only signed Shalol Lishma, then who cares if we do mesirah with them? It'll be perfectly kasha. We could use these Eidim. They're Eidim Ksheirim. They're not Krov Mopsul. So we could use these Eidim as Eidim mesirah. So if that's the gzeira, then that shouldn't apply to Eidim Ksheirim that are signed Shalol Lishma. Because signed Shalol Lishma is a psul in the chasima, but it's not a psul in the raya, and it's not a psul in the mesira, right? They signed Shalol Lishma, but they'll be Eidim l'raya, or they'll be Eidim for the mesira, so that should be okay. So the gzeira by chasima Shalol Lishma must be up to the ksiva. If you allow chasima Shalol Lishma, you'll come to write the get Shalol Lishma. This is all the Firashi and Tosis, the way they understand the Psul of Mezuyif Mitochu. But obviously this is a Chiddush, because what they're saying is that the Psul of Mezuyif Mitochu of Shalol Lishma is not the same as Karav Apostle. It's very difficult, right? That's a big Chiddush. Bechora, Rebbe Elazar should put them b'chad ha'machter, you should put them together. Comes the Ravid in his Asavas on the Rif, he has a different interpretation of the Psul of Mezuyif Mitochu. What does the Ravid say? See, if you have a riff, please look on with me. At the very end. Here's the Ravid. Ravid is on Daf Mendrava Mebeis and Daf Yariv, in the old versions. Mendrava Mebeis at the end of Os Aleph. He says, "Va'odani mevi raya l'divrei harav da'afra b'lozer moda desagle be'edah chasima." We had the machlokas, the Rif and Tosfos. Tosfos says Rabbi Elazar holds dafke the mesirah kaf, and we talked about what that means. Ashvi yeshtara l'kiyam adav, back and forth. But what does the Rif say? Rif argues. He says afe the mesirah kaf. Rabbi Elazar says that either or. Let's go with Rov Rishon. Right? Forget the Rav for a moment. Rov Rishon in two tracks. You can have edah chasima. Have Eidim Asira. So comes the Rive and he says, "I want to bring a Rive to the Rift. I want to bring a Rive to the Rift that what Rabbi Elazar holds that the Chasima can also work." How do I know that? Stop the Rive. The Sover Midi Amina and Moda Rabbi Elazar and Mezuyif Mitochu Shu Pasul. V'cholhani Shakri V'tayi the Pirkei Kama B'Shem Ha'Sov the Kachavim of Hakim. The time of the Hanumili Dilma Asil Mismach Alayim. There's the Raya, I'll bring you. Raya, Rebbe Elazar holds that the Chasima can also be Karsi because there's a psul of Mezuyif Mitochu. Up the Raya. Isak adayat after Rebbe Elazar, tarti boy, od lo sagile be'ed the Chasima, klal. Okay, let's leave at that first point. He raises the possibility Rebbe Elazar might require both Eidei Mesira and Eidei Chasima. Let's leave that out, okay? We never found such a sheet yet. Right, the two shitas that we're working with is either he holds Dafke de Mesira, or Eidei Chasima can also be Karsi. Either or, not that you need both. Right, not that you need both. So let's leave it out for our purposes. Let's just say, right, if your holder Belozer requires Eidei Mesira, that Eidei Chasima are not enough by themselves. Mezuyif Mitochu amai pasul. Why is Mezuyif Mitochu pasul? That's his kash. Says, I'm going to bring a raya to the Rif. Rebbe Elazar holds that Eidei Chasima can also work. If Rebbe Elazar holds Dafka Eidei Mesira work, like Tosfos, so it would sound like if Dafka Eidei Mesira work, then what are Eidei Chasima useful for? What are if Dafka Eidei Mesira works, so what are Eidei Chasima useful for? garnished. They're not useful for anything. They do nothing. Right? They don't add to the shtar. So if they don't add to the shtar, they shouldn't take away from the shtar either. So why should Mazir Pitocha be possible? That's his right. Isa Kadaitak the Rabbi Elazar Tarti boy odlo sagi lebe de chasima klal mezuy betocha my pasul hashdal edim ksherim lo samchina below edim esira al ha edim psulim samchina psulim nothing more to say says nothing more to say this is it hashda Rabbi Elazar holds edim chasima we're not going to be somech on edim chasima even if they're ksherim unless they're edim esira. If he holds dafke in the Masira Karsi, then we're not going to be somech on Eide Chasima, even if they're ksherim. So would we be somech on Eide Chasima that are psulim? Eide Chasima psulim are worse than Eide Chasima ksherim. So if we're not even going to be somech on Eide Chasima ksherim, why would we be somech on Eide Chasima psulim? So why should Mazir Vidocha be possible, says the Raivin? Must be the Rif is Raivin. Rabbi Elazar holds af Eide Masira Karsi. Eide Masira work by themselves, and Eide Chasima can work by themselves too. That's why he says, Gewalt! Gewalt! If you have Eide Chasim Absulim, it's going to be terrible. If you have Eide Chasim Absulim, it's going to be terrible. What did the rabbi just say? No, come on. He says, if you hold, Rabbi Elazar assumes that Daf gave the Masira Karsi, that if you have Eide Chasim, that's not going to work by itself. So just like if you have Eide Chasim Aksherim, they're not going to work by themselves. If you have Eide Chasim Apsulim, they're not going to work by themselves either. So what are you afraid of? What's the Psul of Mezuv Mitocha? I'll tell you what the Psul of Mezuv Mitocha is. What's the Psul? That even though the Eide Chasim can't work by themselves, right? But I'm afraid of what? Dilma Asila Mismach Alayu. Like Rashi and Taisus. If the Psul of Mezuv Mitocha is that I'm afraid I'll use the Eide Chasim in a different context, and in that context, it'll be a psul daraisa. So, what did the rabbi just prove? He proved nothing. He proved nothing. It's a good thing he proved nothing because Tosus happens to say Rabbi Elazar holds dafkei masir karsi. So he's going to have to explain it. So he'll say pasha dafkei masir karsi. I, the rabbi's kasha. If we're not going to rely on Eide Chasima that aksherim, because you say Rabbi Elazar holds that you need dafkei masira, so are we going to rely on Eide Chasima psulim? The answer is no. It's not that we're going to rely on Eide Chasima psulim. It's that if you have Eide Chasima psulim, we might rely on Eide Chasima to be Eide masira, or we might rely on Eide Chasima l'raya. Not that we're going to rely on them l'shvuyei shtara. Of course, we're not going to rely on them l'shvuyei shtara. What's the rabbi talking about? The pella the garaya. The whole raya is a pella. Makes no sense l'chora. Unless, of course, you understand the Raivin. The Raivin had a different approach in Mezuv Mitocha. What's the Raivin saying? What does Mezuv Mitocha mean? Why is Mezuv Mitocha pasul? Why is Mezuv Mitocha pasul? So the Raivin apparently is learning that Mezuv Mitocha is pasul, even if you have Eide Masira, right? Because we're afraid that maybe you won't have Eide Masira. The chashash of Mezuyah Mitocho is that if you allow Eidim Ksherim to sign onto the Shtar, Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eidim Masira Karsi. Right? That's what the Rabbi just proved. He likes the riff. So Rabbi Elazar holds Af Eidim Chasima Karsi. If we allow you to sign Eidim Sulam on the Shtar, maybe you won't have the Eidim Masira. You'll say, it's enough. I have Eidim Chasima. Everything is fine. That's the chashash. The chashash is, people are not going to know that they're psulim. Right? It might not be so clear. You might, if we allow you to sign Eide Chasim Psulim, we don't pasal a shtar that has Eide Chasim Psulim, so then you might come to rely on these Eide Chasima, and you won't have Eide Masira. Not that you'll rely on Eide Chasima to be Eide Masira, no! You'll say, Rabbi Elazar holds Eide Chasim is also Karsi. So you'll rely on these Psulim to be Eide Chasima. But now that we say that Eide Chasim Absulim kill the get, they passel the whole thing, even if you have Eide Masira, we'll be super careful that the Eidim are not Krovim and they're not Psulim. Because we won't say, oh, it doesn't matter, we'll have Eide Masira anyway. No, it does matter, because the get is possible, Midrabanan. But what's the Psul? The Psul is that we're afraid that if we're not careful, if we don't tell people that if you have Eide Chasim Absulim, sign not to the Shtar, it passes the whole thing, then people might sign these Edom without necessarily realizing that they're Pasul, and then they'll say, oh, they're Edom, that's good enough. I don't need Edom Mesira. Not that we'll rely on these Edom Hasima for something else, Liraya, or we'll rely on them to be Edom Mesira. No, we'll rely on these Edom Lashvu Yeshtara with the Edom Hasima for Hasimasa. We'll rely on them Lashvu Yeshtara. Right, Rav Elazar holds up Edom Mesira Kaisi, so the Edom Hasima can also work Lashvu Yeshtara. That's the Psul Drabana. Not that we'll rely on them for something else. No, we'll rely on them for the Lashvu Yeshtara right here. And Gevalt, that's a Psul Daraisa. Even if Af Edom Mesira Kaisi, but your Edom Hasima have to be Ksherin. That's the Raya of the Raivid, because he understood the Psul of Mesira Kaisi was that we're afraid. Rav Elazar is afraid that despite the fact that Edom Mesira would have worked. But once you have Edei Chasima, you might rely on these Edei Chasima. So if the Edei Chasima apostle, then you can't rely on them. So Chazal say that even if you have Edei Mesira, as long as the Edei Chasima apostle gets apostle, Midrabban, we don't allow it because we're afraid they might not have the Edei Mesira. So if this is the Pshat, if this is the Pshat of Mezuvah Hitocha, then the Kasha Tosis is not Kasha at the beginning. What was the Kasha Tosis? If the psul of Mesuyah Vitocho is that we might come to rely on the Edom Hasima, Liraya, or to be Edom Mesira, so what does that have to do with Chasima Shalol Lishma? Chasima Shalol Lishma, okay, so they were Chosim Shalol Lishma, but that doesn't pass on the Mesira. They can watch the Mesira. They're not going to watch the Mesira Shalol Lishma. Mesira Shalol Lishma, Nesina Shalol Lishma. First of all, we pass that you don't need Nesina Shalol Lishma. That you don't need Nesina Lishma. You need Ksiva Lishma, right? But even if you need Nesina Lishma, their intent, when they watch the Nesina, that doesn't make it Lishma Shalol Lishma. The Lishma Shalol Lishma, we said, is that the Nosin has to give it Lishma. So they'll see it. They'll see the Nesina. Everything will be fine. Liraya, so what did they sign Shalol Lishma? They're still kosher to be Ede Raya, Ede Bira. So what could be the problem? That was the Shaila we had. Those had to stand on his head and say, yeah, it's the Zer of Chasima Tuksiva. But according to the Ravid, you don't need that. The Ravid holds the Psula Mezuyah Vidocho is that we're afraid that you might come to rely on these Edei Chasima Lashvu Yeshtara. Rabbi Elazar holds the Afei de Mesira Karsi, but if you have Edei Chasima, since Edei Chasima also work, you might rely on them Lashvu Yeshtara. And if they're Chosim Shelo Lishma, then they're Posa Lashvu Yeshtara. So the Psula of Mezuyah Vidocho is perfect, even Shelo Lishma. It's not the Zel Bazach with Karav Posa. Right? It doesn't matter that they could be Edom Ksherim in a different context, but on the get, Lashvu Yeshtara, Chasima Shelo Lishma is Pasul. So that's exactly the Psul of Mezuyah Vidocho, Midrabbanan, that we're afraid that you won't have Edom Mesira, that you'll just rely on these Edom Lashvu Yeshtara, and that'll Pasul Lishtar. So according to the Ravid's understanding of Mezuyah Vidocho, the Gemara reads beautifully, right? If you assume Mezuyah Vidocho is Psul Drabbanan by Karav Pasul, it'll apply equally to Shelo Lishma. Because the whole psul is that we're afraid that you'll rely on the Edei Chasima, Lashvu Yeshtara. And Chasima Shelo Lishma doesn't work Lashvu Yeshtara, just like Chasima Psul and Makrovim don't work Lashvu Yeshtara. Okay? Questions? Okay, so this is the introduction. This is the basic sugya of Mezuyah Vidocho. What is the psul, Rashi Tosfos, the Ravid, and how does that relate? Chasima Shelo Lishma. Chasima Shelo Lishma is a hemshech off of Karav Pasul. Is it really one and the same type of psul, or maybe you have to reinterpret Chasima Shelo Lishma a little different in order to fit it into Mezuyah Vidocho? Okay. Now that we understand the basic psul of Mezuyah Vidocho, now we have to dig a little deeper. Dig a little deeper. So the impression you get from Rashi and Tosis right here in Gittin is that Mezuyah Vidocho is a psul d'rabbanan. The problem is, when you start to dig, right, when you see sugyas and other masechtas, you realize that it's not so simple. Not so simple. Take, for example, Rashi and Sanhedrin. The Gemara in Sanhedrin quotes a case, Tosis had it, and Avdalit. Tosis had it, and Avdalit. Ha'uma tanta davu chasimi ala tregisi. And there were two brothers-in-law signed on a shtar maton. Right? And to that, Rav Yosef said, Zil Akni Abedim Asir, and everything's going to be great. In fact, the Gemara, no, Rav Abba claims, Moder Rav Elazar, Mezuyah Vidocho, Shul Pasul, it should still be Pasul. Well, that's the back and forth in the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So Rashi there, dutifully, says, Pshat in the Gemara. What's the pshat? Where's this Gemara? Sanhedrin Chof Chesem Adais. So Rashi says like this. The Mezuyif Mitoch. The Mezuyif Mitoch. So we expect Rashi is going to say the same thing like he said on Daf Yud. All right, we'll see. Mitzvah Shem, Rashi and Daf Chesem Adais says the same thing he says on Daf Yud, pretty much. Okay? But let's see what he says over here in Sanhedrin Chof Chesem Adais. Rabbi Loz's mode of Mezuyif Mitoch, Vos Meitas, is of Rashi, Be Mezuyif Mitoch, Shechasu Vo Eidav Psulim, Shul Posel. The B'mai Koni Leba Haishtara, Haishtara Chaspa Ba'alma. The Beloza says that if you're chosem edim sulim, edim krovim on the shtar, even if you have edim asira, there's going to be a problem. Why? B'mai koni le'vahai shtara. This is the shtar matana. It's a shtar kini. B'mai koni le'vahai shtara. How does the shtar work le'kini? Haishtara chaspa ba'almahu. The shtar is a piece of pottery. It's a patcher. Chaspa ba'almahu is a way of saying it's nothing. It's like a blank piece of paper. It's like nothing. It's like an empty piece of pottery. Because it's Mezuyif Mitocho. Does that give you the impression Rashi holds Mezuyif Mitocho is a psul de rabbana or it's a psul de raisa? It sounds like the raisa to me. I mean, chas v'bam is a pretty strong language. Chas v'bam always means it's meaningless. It's like the difference in the Rambam between get posel and get bottle. Get bottle basically means it's like a piece of paper. It's garnished. Chas v'bam means it's nothing. Like, what are you? Nothing. You say that with a certain intonation, you know, that's the rice. If I say it's nothing, that might be a pseudo rabbi. Nothing! That sounds like the rice. Chaspa ba'alma! Chaspa ba'alma means forget about it. Garnished. It's nothing. Why is it nothing? Rashi doesn't say it's a pseudo rice. Rashi in Gittin says that it's a pseudo rabban. We're afraid that you'll rely on the Eidech Hasimah. Why don't you say over here that it's a pseudo rabban? What's going on? It's a steering Rashi. The Chasam Sof already points out this Stein Rashi. I mean, you got to know a little Gemara to see the Stein Rashi, but the emphasis, if you learn Tosfos properly, if you know how to read a Tosfos, so you read the next Tosfos with all of the Gemaras, you have to read Rashis on the Gemaras. Of course, right? Even if the Rebbe doesn't assign the Rashis, you have to read the Rashis, right? Okay? We all agree? Right? So if you have to read the Rashis, then you probably saw this Rashi even before this Sugya, because we did the Kaima first. So you saw the Gemara in Sanhedrin, and I'm sure you read the Rashis. So you read that Rashi. So when you saw the Rashi in Daf Yud, you just couldn't sit down. You were jumping up and down because you remembered the Rashi from Sanhedrin. Why is everyone smiling? Okay, even if you did not remember the Rashi, or even if you didn't see the Rashi, but the Rashi's there, it's definitely a steer. It's definitely a problem. Definitely a problem. Why should it be a chasva ba'alma if it's only a psul d'rabbana? Rashi and Sanhedrin clearly seems to assume that it's a psul d'raisa. The steer in Rashi's. That's first of all. But secondly, how do we understand the svara of such a Rashi and Sanhedrin? It's chaspa ba'alma. The Beloza holds Eidim Asira Karsi. That Eidim Asira are enough. So if Eidim Asira are enough, so how can that be a psul d'raisa? Chaspa ba'alma? What's the chaspa ba'alma? We're talking in the Gemara, it's an Sanhedrin, that there are Eidim Asiras. If there are Eidim Asira, Shtar is fine. You want to tell me there's a psul d'rabbana? Okay, nicha, it's a psul d'rabbana. But chaspa ba'alma, it's a psul d'raisa. Why? Rabbi Elazar holds Eidim Asira karsi. He got Eidim Asira, so what's the problem? It's a pella. It's a pella mitzad the fact that there's a stira in Divrei Rashi from Sanhedrin to Gittin, and the svara of Rashi and Sanhedrin also is not understandable. Why is it a psul d'raisa? You got Eidim Asira. Rabbi Elazar says Eidim Asira is enough. Okay, so you went a little bit too far. Went too far. That's a psul d'rabbana. We're afraid of something. You're confused. Ah, ah, bah, bah, bah. But d'raisa? You turned it into a psul d'raisa? Well, why you turn it into a psul d'raisa? So the truth is, it's not just Shita's Rashi. You find this Shita elsewhere. Find this Shita elsewhere. Where do we find the Shita? Who quotes this Shita? The Rif quotes the Shita. Right? The Rif quotes the Gong. Gone. But the truth is the Rambam has the Shita, right? The Rambam makes reference to the Shita. So even if you don't see the Rif, you see the Rambam, which sends you pedaling backwards because you're trying to try to figure out, well, what's the source of this Rambam? Like, where's he coming from? Right? Even if you just at the end of the sugi, you like read the Rambam So Rashi is the Tosfos. So the Rabbanim is the Vitochi. You want to see, you know, what is the Rambam? Let's talk to Rambam. Let's see what the Rambam says. So you read the Rambam and you know, Oru Einai, Ki Ta'amti Ma'at Dvash. You look at the Rambam and you're like a little taken aback. What is the Rambam saying? The Rambam Hilchas Gerush in Perek Gimel Halachaches. Rambam says, Sofer Shekosa Vaged Lishma V'Lishma Kilchosa V'Chosmu Ha'edim Shalal Lishma Hola Masul Ha'edim Ha'rez Again. Good, the Rambam makes sense. Chosam Shalal Lishma, but he was most of Eidim Asira. The Rambam holds Eidim Asira kind of see, so it's again. He's skipping the parentheses for now. That's Rav Elazar, right? It's only a tikkun olam. It's not lashvi yeshtara. If you have Eidim Asira, everything is fine. So that's why it's a get. Yesh misha omer, says the Rambam, but there's someone who argues, who says, chosmu ha'edim shalo lishma, ho'el v'hu kimizuyef mitocho, harei ze get botem. The Eidim chosim shalo lishma, ho'el v'hu kimizuyef mitocho, it's not really mizuyif. Nothing's forged. It's not forged. Mizuyif mitocho means kim mizuyif mitocho. Right? It says, he's just explaining. Mizuyif mitocho is like kim mizuyif mitocho. It's like a mizuyif mitocho. But zokti yesh misha omer, the chasim is psula, ilchosim sholoshma, haveri zeget batel. Batel? The batel is very, it's like fire in the ram. Right, get pasul mit the rabbanan, bottle mit a Torah, bottle mit a Torah. The chayim haya echa me eid of pasul, or shaya bo eid echa bilvad. Kosher. Avol bishanim se beedim, harizeh get bottle. If you have eid echad me eid of his pasul, chasima shelo lishma, get bottle. Zokti Yesh Misha Omer, similarly, if you have one of the Eidim Apostle, or there's just an Eid Echad in the Get, Eid Echad Kosher in the Get, there's an Eid Echad Kosher in the Get, even though it's Nimsa Be'edim, this is a Get Batel, Zokti Yesh Misha Omer. There's three cases. There's a Chasima Shaloshma, two Eidim, that a Chasuma Shaloshma, the Get is Batel. One Eid, Apostle, another aid kosher, the get is batel min haTorah. And finally, one aid kosher. Right? Instead of having no aidim chasum, you have one aid chasima with aidim mesira, get batel. In three cases, this Yesh Mishomer says that the get is batel, it's pasul min haTorah. The lo yeh roi li, says the Rambam, Dovers, I don't think this is right. Elokim mezuyef, lo mezuyef vadai. It's not mezuyef vadai, meaning it's not a real psul, it's kim mezuyif. It's not a real psul. V'hol v'nim sebeidim esir k'shen, or is it psul v'divrayim? Says the Rama, what are you getting on your high horses for? It's not a psul d'araisa. It's get bottle, v'vushteit get bottle. Why should you get bottle? You have eidim esir, what could be the problem? It's a psul d'rabonon, says the Rama. It's not a get bottle, men ha-Torah. The Yesh Mishomer seems to assume Zev Mitocho is a psul d'araisa. Chaspa ba'alma. He says a lot, right? He says that the psul of Zev Mitocho is a psul d'araisa, and it not only relates to Eidim psulim signed on the shtar, it even relates to Chasima Shalol Lishma, that's also d'araisa, and it even relates to Eid Echad Kosher signed on the shtar. That's also Pasul Min HaTorah, even with Eidim Asira. That's Mizuyif Mitocho Daraisa. Chaspa Ba'alma. Wow. That is quite a sheet. You want to stop?
No.
Go on. You have something to say to...
No.
Okay, take it. Just one second. So why are you raising your hand if you have nothing to say? You do have something to say. Say, Shlomo Leib.
I just don't still understand why we can't say that Rashi and Sanhedrin and that.
Because we don't paskin like Shitas Rabbi Meir. The Gemara and Avdala taught us that. Right? So why would you say Rashi? First of all, Rashi is not going to leave with Rabbi Meir. He's saying, Moda Rabbi Lozer b'mezuyif mitocho. So it's Lefi Rabbi Lozer l'chora. But we paskin, the Rambam is not paskin like Rabbi Meir. I think, right? The Gemara passes Eidim Masira Kanasi, so it's got to be Rebbe Elazar. I think so. More hands. That's spawn. Your kasha spawned more comments. Yes, go on.
In the case of the Eidacha that Yesh Mishomer says, isn't that one of the Shoshim Din Misurim? That's only possible to draw bottom?
Case of the Eid Echad, maybe that's Rabbi Meir. That's Absol Rabbana. But maybe.
Mm-hmm. Well, there's Eid in Asira, and there's only one Eid that was Chosimar.
Right. One Eid that was Chosimar. The Gemara says it's not a given Psulim, that's Absol Rabbana. But that's Absol Rabbana. That's the Fida Tanakami. Yes, Molly?
Eventually, you might not be arguing in all those cases. It might just be, or else might just be arguing in the first case of Saviyad Abin al Abin.
How's it with Saviyad Abin al Abin? Yes, but my name is Molly. Let's get him sober with the Rabbana. Get him sober with the Rabbana. I said, it's not clear. It could be that shita, that's not really Rebbe Elazar. Rebbe Elazar is seifa. It's someone who might hold Eidim Masira Karsi, but he doesn't necessarily agree.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So it could be Aliba, the Rebbe Elazar himself, will hold that there's a psula Mezuyif Mitocha. Right? And Mezuyif Mitocha might be Daraisa, but the Tanakama might say Mezuyif Mitocha is only psula Rabbanan. Right? He might not necessarily be agreeing to this psula Mezuyif Mitocha. Okay. So this is not just the Yesh Mishomer and the Rambam. So all the Talmidim are saying, the Gaon and the Rif said this before. I mean, he is the Yesh Mishomer. That's who the Rambam is quoting. Right? What does the Gaon say? Right, so we learned up the Rif. Right, we got the Dafam Chesam and Aleph and Dapi Arif talking about Afei de Masira Karsi with the Raya from Ein Ha'edim Chosman Al-Gedah L'Metik and Ha'olam. And the Rif says, Rebbe Elazar holds L'Chatchili should have Eid Masira. Good. Then we stopped. We didn't finish the riff till the Mishnah. Oh, but now we have to finish the riff to the Mishnah. Now we have to take you to this kasha. We'll finish the riff.
Are we forced to say Rashi's Astira in Sanhedrin? He's talking about a case of a Kenyan as opposed to in Gidin where he's talking about cases of Gidin.
Why is it any different? Rebbe Elazar holds that Eidim Masira Karsi B'Shanash Darishtu.
At least what we said yesterday could be about having to do with the fact that you don't necessarily need a Eid Masira by Shar Shtaros. Therefore, we're worried you're going to be rely on the Chasim on a Deoraisa level, as opposed to by Gidin, where there's no concern you're going to rely on it and on a Deoraisa level. Therefore, it's only just on the Rabbana.
Just 1 second. By Gidin, Eid Chasim is not going to work by itself. If you hold like the Rif, Eid Chasim would work by itself. Our whole discussion yesterday was within Tosfos. That if you go like the Rif, Rebbe Elazar holds Afei de Masira Karsi, so Eid HaChasim are just as good as Eid HaMasira. So why is Shar Shtaros any different than Gittin? I think so. Okay, what does the Rif say? Daf Mem Chesam and Aleph. V'chazinon legon. We see the Gon. It's not the Vilna Gon. This is one of the Gaon. It came before the Vilna Gon. The Omar. Havu Yadin, the Haida Omar, Rebbe Elazar, Ksav Sofer Ve'eid Havlad, Mamzer. That which Rebbe Elazar says, Ksav Sofer Ve'eid Havlad Mamzer. Where does Rebbe Elazar say Ksav Sofer Ve'eid Havlad Mamzer? Where does he say Ksav Sofer Ve'eid Havlad Mamzer? Where does he say that? Yes, Judah.
Then
Rebbe Elazar says Ksav Sofer Ve'eid Mamzer? Where does he say that? No, but Daf Gimel Amud Bey says that if you have an Eid Echad, that's the Tanna's case. If you have an Eid Echad, which we assume is Ksav Sofer, right? If the first case is Kosav Ksav Yod, well, actually it's a machlokus whether it's Ksav Yod or Ksav Sofer, but if you assume that that's Ksav Sofer, so what are you driving at? Right? Ksav Sofer ve'eid? No, the Gimel Gittim Sulim ain't Avlad Mamzer. Ain't Avlad Mamzer. Right, he says Avlad Mamzer, why should Avlad be Mamzer? I'm not sure what the Gaon meant. I think some of the Sfarim say that maybe he's medayg like this. Rebbe Elazar says on that Mishnah of the Gimel Gittim Sulim, he says like this. Where is it? He says that if you have Eidim Masira without Eidei Chasima, then it's kosher. So the deal he's making is that if you have an Eid Echad in the Shtar, then it's worse. Even if you have Eid Masira, if you have an Eid Echad in the Shtar, then that would be possible. Then the Vlad would be a Mamzer. Quite a diuk. Right? Worse than the Tanakhama. Tanakhama says the Vlad is not a Mamzer, it's a Psul D'Rabbanan. Rabbi Elazar might say, no. I have a Chiddush. If you have Eid Masira, it's kosher. It's kosher min HaTorah. Right? But it's kosher min HaTorah if you don't have Eidin. If you have one Eid, it actually might be worse. Maybe that would be a Vlad Mamzer. Torah, that's the diuk of the Gong. But he says like this. Haida Amar Rabbi Elazar Ksav Sof Ve'Eid HaVlad Mamzer Mishim Dehavyela HaMilsa L'Rabbi Elazar Kimzuyif Mitoko Shavlad Mamzer. Rabbi Elazar holds Mezuyif Mitoko is Vlad Mamzer. So Ksav Sof Ve'Eid Echo Ksav Sof just means it's written. There's no Ksav Yado. It's a regular get. So if there's one Eid on the get, Rabbi Elazar holds that's a he's Eid Mamzer. It's a Vlad Mamzer. Why? It's Mezuyif Mitoko Shavlad Mamzer. Mezuyif mitocho shavlan mamzer. Clearly, the Gaon is assuming that mezuyif mitocho is a psul daraisa. He seems to be saying the Vlad is mamzer mamish. Vlad is mamzer mamish. The whole get is bottle. So the Vlad is a Vlad mamzer. Afagav daimili the Gaon the sastri lemili didan chazina lemichtevino mishum demlecha shemayim. Says the Riv, even though the Gaon argues with everything we've said, it contradicts everything we've said, but I got to write the Gaon. It's part of Melech HaShemayim, the Emes. Right? Emes trumps everything he's saying. So even though I don't understand the Gaon, I'm totally against it, the Riff says. But I have to write it because, you know, it's a Shita. It's a Shita. What's the Gaon saying? Such a Pella. The Gaon is Mechadish two things here. Right? First of all, he says that if you give a get that's Mezuyif Mitocho, the Vlad is a Mamzer. Vlad is a Mamzer. Clearly, Mezuyif Mitocho must be a Psul Daraisa. What else does the Gaon say? The Gaon is also saying that get be'eid echad is mezuyif mitocho too. We saw that in the Yesh Mishamad Aram, but it's the Gaon that introduced that. Till now, we've only had three cases of mezuyif mitocho. We had Karov, Apostle, which we could call one case, really. Okay, Karov, Apostle is one case, and Chasim Shlomo is another place. It's another case. Two cases of mezuyif mitocho. Comes the Gaon and says, no, eid echad beget, that's also mezuyif mitocho. And if you have Eid and Masira, but one Eid is signed on to the get is Mezuyif Mitocho. And he happens to say Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa. The Vlad is a Mamz. Two Chidushim in the Gaon. Two incredible Chidushim. First of all, that Mezuyif Mitocho is a Psul Daraisa, the Vlad is going to be a Mamzer. And secondly, even if you have Eid and Masira, if there's an Eid Echad signed into the get, that's Mezuyif Mitocho, it's Pasul Menat Torah, and the Vlad's going to be a Mamzer. And to that, the Riff says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about? Get be'ed echad is mezuyif mitocha. Mezuyif mitocha is a psul daraisa. Why should it be? Okay, we'll get to the Riff in just a moment. Avram?
Is there a reason why the Gaon use a lashon of kemezuyif mitocha? I mean, the Rambam says that kemezuyif mitocha means use it to say it's derban.
Well, the Yesh Misha Omer, as quoted by the Rambam, also says kemezuyif mitocha. Right, he uses that lashon. He means it's not mezuyif itself; it's not forged, but it's as good as it being forged. A forged star is batul min haTorah, so he's saying mezuyif mitocho is also batul min haTorah. It's a psul daraisa. That's his usage of kim mezuyif mitocho. The Rambam says no. Itake is exactly what you said. It's kim mezuyif. It's not mezuyif vaday. The Gaon would say, "I know it's not mezuyif vaday. I'm just trying to say it's daraisa, as if it were mezuyif vaday." Kim Mezuyif, that's what he means by Kim Mezuyif. He's not mitigating the psul. He's just explaining, don't get confused by the fact that we say Mezuyif, it's not forged. But it has the same status as Mezuyif. Just like Mezuyif would be Pasul Min HaTorah, there's also Pasul Min HaTorah. So what does the Riff say? The Riff says, I disagree with you. Why should you say that this is a psul daraisa? Why should you say that get be eid echad? You have an eid echad that's on the get, that's mezuyif mitocho. That's mezuyif mitocho. Why is that mezuyif mitocho b'chlal? Why is that mezuyif mitocho b'chlal? What's the Riff saying? What's the svar of the Riff? What's he driving at over here? So maybe what the Riff is saying is based on the comment of the Kesef Mishnah that I asked you to see. Right? The Kesef Mishnah is the Kasha, a theory in the Rambam's. If the Rambam over here in Hilchos Gerushin Gimel Ches, what is the Rambam saying? Quotes the Yesh Mishomer. Mashakasa the Yesh Mishomer Shemchasu Eidim Shalol Lishma. Tama Omer came Mishom Demashu Leishem Mizuyev Mamish. Who came to Mizuyev Havi Bata. Rabbeinu Omer Shalom Omer Mizuyev Elakim Mizuyev Lo Mizuyev. The psul, it's a psul midirayim. Psul midirayim, it's not a psul derayis. Avol bishim here chiku ha'edim shnei shitim posel. Because of Rabbeinu Beperek Aleph shim nas no la be'edim esira kosher. What's his kasha? His kasha is the Rambam in Perek Aleph of Hilchos Gerushin. The Rambam in Perek Aleph Halacha Yudches says Hirchik es ha'edim in aksav melo shnei shitin pos. Right? If you have a shtar, so the way the edim are supposed to sign always, the shtar is written, and then it says nu'um right after the writing of the shtar, right after the sifra maisa. If nu'um is down here, so that chasim is possible. Right? The chasim has to be right after the sifra maisa. If there's too much of a break, so then it's like signing on a blank piece of paper. That's not called a chasim at all. It says the Rambam, Kama yarchik es ha'edim ha'ksav, pochos mechadei shnei shitin, kdei shu nekroin imo. It has to be less than 2 lines. So if you're 2 lines, let's say this amount, okay, that's just... If the no'um is down here, so that's much more than 2 lines. So then the edus is useless. It's not connected. It's not nikro with the ksav, it's not nikro with the ksav, so then it's going to be possible. B'medver, ma'amuim k'shaya ge'el yotzi mitachas, yodev lo hayu shamed mesirim. The Rambam says that if you have the Eidus far away from the Sipra Maisa, if the Eidim were Marchik Chasim Osam, more than Shnei Shitim from the Sipra Maisa, so the get is possible. The get is possible. But if you have Eidim Mesira, the get is kosher. The Chasim is a Chasim of Psula. But despite the fact that the chasim is a chasim of psula, that the get is going to be kosher by the mesira. So frek the kesef mishnah, I don't understand. Why shouldn't this be mesiv mitocho too? There's another case where the chasim is a chasim of psula. So if the chasim is a chasim of psula, midrabbanan, the get should be possible according to the Rambam in Gerush and Gimel Ches. What's the difference between these two cases? So zok the kesef mishnah, I'll tell you, there's a big difference. The shiny awesome shepisul haget nikra yidei chasim. He says the difference is that when you marchik the edus from the shittim, you marchik the edus shnei shittim from the ksav, so everyone knows that chasim is possible. Everyone knows that chasim. That's so possible, it's even better than a karva apostle. A karva apostle, not everyone will know that the individual is a karva apostle. Chasim shlo lishma, zikr. No one knows. No one knows what's in the mind of the other person. So because no one knows, that's a psula mezuyif mitocho going to the Rambam. But here the gets hashita. Just because you have a chasim a psula doesn't mean that it's mezuyif mitocho. Because if we know, if it's nikr, if the psula is nikr, so then there's no concern that you'll be mismach alayah, that you'll rely on them. There's no concern that you'll rely on them because you know that the edus is an edus psula. Karv apostle chasim shalol lishma, the psul is not nikkur, so therefore there's going to be a concern that you might rely on it. So it could be the riff in arguing with the Gaon. The riff is saying the following: his real contention with the Gaon is not the mezuyif mitocho d'oraisa. That's not what he's talking about. What he really doesn't like is how can the Gaon say that a get be'eid echad is mezuyif mitocho? Why should that be mezuyif mitocho? Eid Echad? It's possible for Chasima. You need 2 Eidim. So if you only have 1 Eid, what's the Shaila? What's he saying? What's the Riv saying? He's saying that if the get is Chasim be'Eid Echad, the Psul is Nikr. If the Psul is Nikr, so then there's no Chashash. There's no Chashash that you're going to rely on this Chasima. Learning like learning like the Raiva, let's say, right? If the psulim is Levitov was that we're afraid, even if Eidem Mesira Karsi, but you might rely on the Chasim of Sula. You won't have Eidem Mesira. But if you only have one aid signed on the Shtar, you're never going to rely on it. So there's no concern at all. So why does the Gaon say that that should be Mesir Mitocha? There's no concern because you're not going to rely on that one aid because you know that one aid is possible. One aid is not going to work to make the get. Right? It's possible for Hakshar get. So what's the issue? That's what the Rif was bothered with in terms of the Gaon. Okay. But leaving aside whether get be'ed echad is mezuv mitocho or not mezuv mitocho, that prat in the riff, whether maybe it shouldn't be mezuv mitocho because the psul is nicker, let's go to the jugular. Why does the Gaon say that mezuv mitocho is a psul deraisa? What makes it into a psul deraisa? Why should it be a psul deraisa? You have Eidem Mesira over here. Rebbe Elazar says Eidem Mesira karsi. Eidem Mesira karsi. So just because the chasim is possible, so that turns everything on its head? I mean, a Torah? Why? I don't need the Eidei Chasim. Dal mehachi. Take away the Eidei Chasim. I have Eidei Mesira. So what could be the issue? Reb Nochem wants to suggest that the Gaon assumes like the Rif with a twist. He assumes af Eidei Mesira Chasim. Reb Elazar holds that Eidei Chasim can also work l'shvei yishta. Eidei Chasim can also work l'shvei yishta. But the problem is that if there's a psul in your Eidei Chasim, so then Eidei Mesira is not going to help you. Yeah, there are two tracks. Reb Elazar says, you can use Eidei Mesira, you can use Eidei Chasima. Either one is fine. Right? If you have Eidei Mesira without Eidei Chasima, kosher. Eidei Chasima without Eidei Mesira, fine. But if you have Eidei Mesira with Eidei Chasima psulim, or if you only have one Eid Chasim, that's worse. That's worse. Why is it worse? Because Eidei Mesira have to be mashvishtar. In order for Eidei Mesira to work, they have to make the shtar. Eidei Mesira can make the shtar if, until the Eidei Mesira turn around, it's just a piece of paper with words. It's not a shtar. So the Eidei make it into a shtar. But if the Eidei Chasim already made it into a shtar, and the shtar that they made it into is a shtar apostle, if it has a Torah shtar apostle, so then Eidei Mesira are not going to be able to be misaking a shtar posel. They're not going to be able to be mashvi shtar. They can't be machshir a shtar that was already chal b'psul. If Eidei Chasima apostle, what the Gaon is saying is, if Eidei Chasima apostle, karov apostle, chasima shol lishma, eid echad, it's toch tezel bezach. If you're missing something in the Eidei Chasima, so then the shtar is a shtar posel. What do you want to do? You want the Eidei Mesira now to come and resurrect the shtar and say that, no, we're here to be machshir the shtar. Eidei Mesira karsi by itself, it's not going to work. Because Eidei Mesira can only take a blank piece of paper. Right? They can only take a piece of paper that doesn't have a Torah shtar and make it into a shtar. But if it has a Torah shtar, a Torah shtar puzzle, if the shtar is mekulkal, if it has a Torah shtar puzzle, so then Eidei Mesira are not going to be able to be machshir that shtar because it's already a Torah shtar posel. And comes the Gaon and extends it one step further. He says, even if you have a get be'ed echa, there's only one eid sign on. He's not a karva posel, he's kosher. And he signs lishma. So what could be the problem? So the Gaon holds that eid echa b'shtar choshev shtar. We had two days in Tzubas, right? That eid echa b'shtar is choshev shtar. If you have one eid sign onto the shtar, it is a shtar. It has a Torah's eidus to it. But what's the nafkamina? Eidecha can't do anything anyway. What's the nafkamina in Shar Shtar? What's nafkamina? What can the Eidecha B'Shtar do? In Mamanis? He could be mitstarif with another aid to be Motzi Maman, right? If you have another Eidecha B'Shtar, they can be mitstarif together to be Motzi Maman. What else?
What's a
Shvua? I'm sorry? Shvua? He can be Mechayev Shvua. There's significance. As long as you say that there's a Torah Shtar to that Shtar, and it's not just an Eidus B'Ksav, which is meaningless, so there is a Torah Shtar. The Gaon must hold that Eidech B'Shtar Choshev Shtar. But forget, it can't function as a Shtar. Because there's no meaning to that. A get requires two Eidim. So Eidech B'Shtar Choshev Shtar, but by get it can't function as a Shtar. So by get it's Taka a Shtar Posel. If it's a Shtar Posel, the Eidem Mesir are not going to be able to resurrect that Shtar and make it Kosher. That's why the Gaon says that it's Mezuyah Mitocho. It's Mezuyah Mitocho if you have two Eidim signed Pitzul, you have a car of a pasul, or if the Edom is signed in Shilo Lishma, or if an Ed Echad is signed in the Shtar, because Ed Echad is Shtar Chashiv Shtar, but by Get, it's a Shtar pasul. Because in all of these cases, you have a Shtar pasul through the Ed Chasima, and once you have a Torah Shtar pasul, the Edom Asira can't help you. They can only help to make a Shtar out of something that's not a Shtar. But if you already have a Shtar pasul, the Edom Asira are not going to be able to resurrect the Shtar and to be Masha that Shtar. So that's where the Gaon feels that it's a Psul Daraisa. But you have Edom Asira, what's the problem? The answer is the Edom Asira can't work. Once the Edom Chasima ruined the Shtar, now it's a Shtar Makulka, it's a Shtar that has a Torah's Psul associated with it, the Edom Asira are not going to be able to resurrect that Shtar and be Masha that Shtar. What is the Rif hold? What is the Rif hold? So the Rif must argue about this point. The Rif says Rabbi Elazar does hold that Ede Chasima can be Karsi too, but he assumes that Ede Mesira can work Lashvi Ashtar, even if you have a Shtar Pasul. Right? They can create a Shtar out of thin air, right? If you don't have a Torah Shtar, they can create a Torah Shtar out of nothing. You have the writing, you have the Sibra Maisa, but you need Edom Asira to make it into a Shtar. But they can also be Machshir, a Shtar that was possible previously. You have the Eidei Chasima. Rebbe Elazar says Eidei Chasima does have a Torah Shtar, but it's a Torah Shtar possible. If you have a Korov, a Possel, a Shlo Lishmo, a 1-8, it's a Shtar possible. The Rif holds. What's the problem? The Rif says that Eidei Asira come and they save the day. They can be Machshir, the Shtar, even if it has a Torah Psul. So they can be mashu the shtar, even if it has a Torah psul, it can't be possible on a daraisa level anymore. It can be possible, but that's going to be a psul derabbanim. As if we're afraid that you'll rely on them, you'll rely on the Ede Chasima and not have Ede Mesira, or you'll rely on the Ede Chasima, you know, to be Ede Mesira. Whatever, however, you'll learn the psul of Zvim Bitocho. The Rif will say it's a psul derabbanim, because once you have Ede Mesira, the Ede Mesira are able to be mashu the shtar. They can even be mashu a shtar possible. Not only can they be machshir the Sibra Maisa and turn it into a shtar, but even if you have a shtar posel, Edom Asira are able to be machshir that shtar and make it into a shtar kush.